Follow Paddy Power on Snapchat. The username is ThePaddyPower, and we promise there won't be any boring snaps about gigs, the weather, or the gym.
With the feast of hurling we've been served up over the past 6 weeks and the World Cup in Russia dominating much of the news cycle, you could be forgiven for forgetting that there is also a football championship up for grabs this summer. I'm your host Jack McCarron, once again filling in for David Jennings, and on today's show we'll be diverting all of our attention toward the big ball buffet being laid out this weekend. On today's show I'm joined by the last surviving Meath man in this year's championship, Joe Sheridan and Damien Fitzgerald from our sponsors Paddy Power. And I promise there won't be any more food-related puns on today's show. Joe, on last week's show, you said Galway -3 in the Connacht final was the bet of the season, and you were on the money. I know a few of our listeners were on. Were you on?
Absolutely, sure. Who wouldn't be on? Like, they were very impressive, let's be honest.
And Damien, then, coming back to you, are you pleased that it's an all-football weekend this weekend? Or were you enjoying the light being shone on the hurling championship over the past few weeks?
Well, I suppose I'm a tipman myself, so I would be more Ireland man, I suppose. But yeah, it's good that we get to concentrate on the football. I suppose it has been going under the radar a little bit, so it's good that we get a weekend now to kind of concentrate on the football. And with the three provincial finals on, I suppose we're getting a chance to see most of the main contenders. We had Galway. We had Galway last weekend, and they looked impressive enough in the second half. But we're seeing all the rest of the contenders really this weekend, so it'll really, I suppose, get the football championship started as we go towards the Super 8.
Now, as you mentioned, there is loads of football to talk about this weekend, including the three provincial finals, so we won't dwell too long on this one, but we'll start with the qualifier clash between Tip and Mayo, which is on Sky Sports at 5 o'clock on Saturday. Damien, could you give us a quick show of betting and some handicap prices, please?
Yeah, the match prices are 4-1 Tip, 10-1 the draw, and 1-4 Mayo. Handicap betting, Tipperary +4 is evens, handicap draw 10-1, and Mayo -4 is 10-11.
Now, Joe, there's only so much we can say about this Mayo team that hasn't already been said. But what about this Tipperary team? They were being talked up plenty ahead of the Cork game before they were well beaten by 11 points. What would you put down that beating to, or do you just think that this team may have peaked 2 years ago?
No, well, I was thinking about it, and when you look at it, like Tipperary going against Cork as favourite was probably the undoing of them, to be honest. They were probably expected to beat Cork, which has never been heard of in the month of championship in the last since the month championship has been around. And the fact I think that probably could have got on top of them. You know, when you look, you know, Tip were very sort of, you know, they didn't come out in their usual manner. They didn't play that well. They probably had a couple of goal chances in the first half that they didn't take, and usually they would take. You know, and to be fair, Cork were very impressive, and I was very impressed that day. You know, they at the end of the day, the only Tip only scored 9 points against Cork, which is it's a shocking figure when you look at it. And a couple of them were frees, and they probably just didn't live up to the expectation that a lot of people have had to put them in. Like, they only scored 4 points in the first half, and you know, Tip usually, as I've said before, they're a goal scoring team. And I think it's going to be a close game. Like, when you look at Mayo against Limerick, they sort of, you know, they play quite well. You know, Limerick, I'm not expecting that much out of. You know, they still conceded 3 goals against Limerick, which isn't great. I know there was a penalty there as well, a couple of penalties. But the only problem is that for Mayo, a lot of their main players aren't playing that well. You know, Lee Keegan come back, which was a great sign from the last day. You know, how long will it take him to get back into the swing of things? I don't think it'll take that long because he's quite a professional player. But for me, Aidan O'Shea is not playing that well. You know, Aidan O'Shea, I'd love to see him in the centre forward position, full forward position. He's playing midfield. He slows up the play a lot for Mayo. He's a fantastic footballer, but at midfield with Shamie O'Shea, the two of them, I don't think it's what they need. Shamie needs them to drive them. Aidan slows up the play a wee bit, so I'd like to see someone else and push Aidan O'Shea up front a slight bit more. You know, Killian O'Connor is the player he is. He's got, like, he's got a hat trick. He scored what, 3-9 the last day, 3-3 from play. You know, it's pretty impressive no matter who you're playing against. And you know, I think he's going to have another big game. I think it's going to be quite a tight game. I think Mayo will come out on top, but I just think, you know, it's not going to be as probably as big as a margin as people might expect against Tipperary.
So would you be siding with Tipperary plus four at evens? Was it, Damien? Joe, would you be interested in having a piece of that?
I'm not too sure, because it all depends on what type of team that Mayo actually turns up. Like, Mayo could come out and blip Tipperary, and it could be 10 or 12 points. You know, they're so inconsistent at the minute, because so many players coming in and out of the team, you know, a couple of injuries. And a few of their main players, as I said, Aidan O'Shea, Lee Keegan come back. What are they going to do on the day? I prefer Keith Higgins back on the full back line, because they can see them too much in the full back line. So if you could maybe drop, like, they're playing Keith Higgins at six at the minute, if they could put him back to two or four, whatever they were going to play him, and maybe tighten up that full back line, because it's very loose at the minute. I'd prefer that now, and I'd have more confidence in the Mayo team, but the inconsistency at the minute is the problem.
And Damien, what about yourself from a handicap perspective? What side would you be coming down on?
I'd probably be on the Tip side. It's hard to know. Like, you are, if Mayo play the way they did in most of the qualifiers last year, I think Tip will give them a right game. Like, there is a lot of talent in the Tip team. They'd be very disappointed with how they played against Cork. Like, it's just, I think, like, you can probably just put it down to a bad day at this stage until we see more. And I think they'll obviously want to come out with a big performance. Mayo, as we always say, Mayo, it's hard to know what we're going to get. As Joe's kind of saying there, Tom Parsons is a big loss in midfield, just because they have to put Aidan O'Shea out there. So I think it'll be tight enough. I think Tip will give them a game. And I think the other thing, I think there'll be goals in the game. Like, with Tip, over 1.5 goals is 9-4. Over 3.5 goals in the match is 5-2. And I wouldn't put anyone off either of those. I think both full back lines are fairly... can get caught for goals, and both teams have goal scorers with Killian O'Connor and Quinlivan.
Well, Damien, we'll just stick with you then for your match prediction. Who's going to win and by how much?
I think Mayo will just maybe dig it out like they did last year in the qualifiers, but I don't think it'll be very much. I'd be on the Tip plus four side if I was back on either side of the handicap.
And Joe, yourself?
Yeah, I'm going to go with a Mayo win. How much, I don't know. What I'd be looking at, actually, is my best bet for the game is Killian O'Connor to score a goal and Mayo to win at 2-1. I think they will score a goal, as they said. There is goals in the game. I think the two full back lines are quite weak. And plus, Tip against Cork should have probably had a couple of goals. So I think, you know, there will be goals. Like, Andy Moran got two against Limerick as well. So it's... There will be goals in the game. I think that's what's going to happen. I don't know what it's going to be. It all depends on what type of team that Mayo turns up. And I think if Mayo turn up, they could possibly win by 7 or 8 points, and then I'd obviously be going on the minus four with Mayo for the game at the weekend.
And before we move on to the Munster final, we just get a man of the match prediction and first goal score prediction off each of you. Joe, I'll come to you first.
Yeah, I'm going for Killian O'Connor. I think he is either 11-2 or something like that for the first goal. And I'm going man of the match. Like, you're looking at Killian O'Connor, obviously. You're looking at Aidan O'Shea if he turns up and has a good performance. But if Lee Keegan starts... This man is the driving force of the whole Mayo team. You've got him, and if Lee Keegan plays, I'm looking at Lee Keegan at 10-1 for man of the match.
And Damien, yourself?
For first goal scorer, I think my Tip might get off to a strong start. So I think even the 11-4 Tip to lean at half time is maybe a bit, but first goal scorer, Michael Quinlivan at 13-2. I think it's a very fair price given his goal scoring record. And then for man of the match, as I was saying, I think Mayo might edge it, and I think Dermot O'Connor might have a big game, so Dermot O'Connor at 12-1.
Okay, lads, well, moving on to Páirceachaoimh on RTE on Saturday night when old rivals Cork meet Kerry in the Munster football final. Damien, if you could just give us a show of betting and some handicaps, please.
Cork are 7-2, it's 9-1 to draw and 3-10 Kerry. Handicap betting, Cork plus 4 is evens, handicap draw 10-1 and Kerry minus 4 is 10-11.
Joe, I want to come to you first on this one. We've already mentioned that Cork were almost written off ahead of the ahead of the Tip game before the likes of Lou Connolly show just how much ability they actually have. They'll obviously be up against it when they meet Kerry, but are they showing signs of possibly making an impact in this year's championship?
Yeah, absolutely. And I actually tipped Cork to beat Tip after my prediction at the beginning of the year. I had a feeling that Cork just would come out, and especially in Páirc Uí Chaoimh, you know, it's a wide open space of some fine footballers, you know, and Luke Connolly the last day was incredible. He probably could have had three goals, and he was unlucky not to get a pretty probably man of the match that day. You know, he reminds me of the star, and just the way he plays. He's quite long. He's incredibly skillful, and he's very impressive. Like Colm O'Neill is just deadly. He just keeps coming back and keeps coming back. And the thing with that defensively, as I was saying with the Tip performance, they only conceded 4 points in the first half and 9 points in the whole game. So defensively, they have a very good setup. The only problem is, They'll sit, but they don't push up enough, and that might create gaps in over the top for Kerry. You know, I've been an admirer of Kerry football for years, and I always will be. But I think in midfield, the likes of Dave Moore, you've got Dave Moore and Jack Barry against Ian McGuire and Aidan Walsh. I think that's going to be a fantastic battle. I think the midfield for Kerry, you know, I just think they just have a step above them. I think with the likes of the younger lads with Kerry, like Jason Foley and David Clifford, them boys, you know, there's a lot of pressure coming into this game. It's their first month of the final. And it's going to be an intriguing game. Like, don't forget, this is like Kerry going for six in a row. So don't think Kerry just going or Cork are going to lie down and just say, fire ahead, Kerry, just keep going and keep winning. This is going to be a tough game. They're going to be very well up for it, and they're going to get stuck into Kerry, and it's in Páirc Uí Chaoimh again. It's a massive advantage for Cork. It's probably going to give you 3 or 4 points on the day, and I'm really looking forward to the game. I think this is just going to be a really intriguing game, and I expect Kerry to win, and they're probably in the last 10 or 15 minutes might run out. Maybe 5 or 6 points to the good in the day.
Damien, coming to you now. Obviously, Cork were extremely impressive against Tipperary, and they're 3-1 to make the semi-finals. Would a price like that hold any appeal to you, or are we in danger of overestimating just how good they are based on that Tipperary performance?
Yeah, they would have some appeal to me, definitely. I think there is a lot of good footballers in the Cork team, like, and they do seem, from the performance against Tip, to have a system worked out, where a defensive system. And, like, I think in this game on Saturday, like, as Joe was saying, home advantage is a massive plus. Like, the last few years they've been playing Kerry below in Killarney, and they have a very poor record in Killarney. So coming back home to Páirc Uí Chaoimh will be one thing that's definitely going to help them. Like, and Luke Connolly, like, as Joe was mentioning, like, Cork, if they're going to win this game, they're going to need him to be the main man. But he looks in absolutely top form, so that may happen. And there is a couple of question marks with Kerry. Obviously, they're very impressive against Clare in the first round of the championship. But looking at the league this year, some of their defending wasn't really where you'd want it to be. Particularly when teams started running at them, and Cork have a lot of kind of big, strong runners that'll run at the Kerry defence. So I think the Kerry defence are going to get a bit of a test here as well, which they probably didn't get against Clare.
Yeah, it is something that's been put against Kerry and their ambitions to win a championship. Are they strong enough defensively? But Joe, the Kerry attacking threat is almost a scary prospect for any team, especially in a Munster final. How does a Cork team even prepare to meet the likes of James O'Donoghue, Kieran Donaghy, Paul Gainey, Barry John Keane, and of course the likes of Clifford and Sean O'Shea?
Yeah, it is scary, and they can very well, the players that they have, like any team in the country would maybe love to have one just to drive them on. And Kerry have like 5 or 6 players coming through, and it's just pure Kerry football. And like, the only thing is, it's first month of the final. You know, will they be able to rise to the occasion? Will they have nerves? And will they be? But I just can't wait to see David Clifford in a month of the final when the pressure's on. You know, he's been one of the finest minors and players at underage for the last sort of 3 to 4 years, and I'm really looking forward. Sean O'Shea, he's just, it's where he was. 10 or 15 years into his championship seasons at this stage, the way he plays football. But for Cork, they have a settled backline. That's the only thing. You know, when you look at Clancy, Cronin, O'Sullivan, these boys that they've all been around and they sort of have played together. That's the only thing. I know Cork are trying to sort of, over the last maybe year or two, trying to rejuvenate their team and bring new players in, but they still have the defensive line. It's quite strong. And I'd be confident enough that, you know, the Cork boys will hold them out. How long would they hold them out? I don't know how long, but it's going to be quite intriguing. And it just all depends on how the younger lads for Kerry will actually sort of adjust to the big stage of the Munster final.
And coming to predictions now, Damien, surely we're in for a high-scoring game based on what we've seen from both teams so far, or how do you see it going?
Yeah, well, like, our total points are very high. They're at, like, 37.5, which would be particularly high. It's just, I'd probably gone under that if I was going either way. Like, Cork did defend very well against Tip, and they were kind of trying to hit Tip on the break, so I'd imagine they'll set up the same way against Kerry. Now, obviously, the Kerry forwards are a lot different proposition to the Tip forwards, but I think Cork will try and keep it tight, and I think they might succeed. Yeah, 37.5 does seem a little bit high to me, to be honest.
And Joe, yourself, your match prediction?
Yeah, I was actually looking at that, as Damien was saying there. Like, both teams would have to score like 19 points to actually beat the total scores. I just don't think that's going to be enough. It's a lot to score, no matter how weak your defence is. I'm looking at Kerry to win the game. I think Kerry will probably either Kerry minus 5, or I've got both teams score a goal. So you've got Kerry minus 5, 6-5, and both teams get a goal at 10-11. So I'm pushing close to Kerry minus 5 at 6-5. I think just in the last 10 or 15 minutes, I just think they have the just more class. You like Paul Geaney doesn't get enough credit for what he does. He just consistently is so good. I think he's going to have a massive game on Sunday as well, and I just can't wait for it now, to be fair. So it's I'm going Kerry minus 5 at 6-5.
Okay, Joe, and before we move on, I'll just ask you for your first goal scorer prediction and your man of the match prediction for Saturday's game.
Yeah, I've looked around, and obviously I think Kerry will win the game. I think there will be goals on both sides, but I think Paul Geaney is at 5-1. I think he's a good bet. And Sean O'Shea has just been consistent for the last couple of games. Even through the league, he's been very consistent. He's a free taker. He's probably going to kick maybe 7 or 8 points. You know, if any man kicks 7 or 8 points in a month's time, he's going to get man the match. So Sean O'Shea at 12-1, I think, is a great bet for a man the match.
And Damien?
I think Cork have a decent chance of winning this game at 7-2. I wouldn't put anyone off backing Cork. And if instead of backing Cork at 7-2, I would back Luke Connolly 9-1 for man of the match. I think if Cork win the game, it's going to be Luke Connolly that's going to win it for him. So I think Luke Connolly 9-1 for man of the match may be a bit of value. And he's sevens for first goal scorer as well. And like, he's always going to be around the goal for the whole game. So I think I'd give Cork an outside chance, and just Luke Connolly as well. Obviously, he's going to be their main man.
Okay, lads, before we move on to Sunday's games, there is some qualifier action on Saturday as well. We've got Waterford versus Monaghan, Carlow versus Tyrone, Cavan versus Down, Sligo versus Armagh, Longford versus Kildare, and Leitrim versus Louth. Joe, are there any of those games that stand out to you, or are there any that you have any interest in having a bet on?
Yeah, no, I've had a look at a few of them. I think Carlow will they'll keep it tight against Tyrone. It's Down in Carlow as well. I don't think it's going to be a runaway win for Tyrone. I fancy Carlow to, you know, give them a good run. Mike Haven are there against Down. I fancy them big time. What I do fancy is Kildare against Longford. You know, they were 2-1. Longford were 2-1 and Kildare were 1-2. I think the money is coming for Kildare over the last few days, you can see. And I really fancy Kildare over the weekend, and I just really like Longford. They obviously beat Meath, and they got well beaten by they were comprehensively beaten. I know the score line wasn't great, but you know, against Dublin. But, you know, they were there, thereabouts, and I'd be looking at Kildare as a fantastic bet for the weekend.
Damien, what about yourself? Any bets in any of those games?
Yeah, I agree with Joe and Kildare. I think Kildare are a good bet. I think the thing is, Longford let Kildare play football. I think the teams that give Kildare trouble are the teams that kind of set up defensively against them. So I think Kildare are a good bet. I agree with Joe on that one. I think Sligo are a big price at 9-4 at home to Armagh. I just don't think there's that much between the teams. And with Sligo having home advantage, which can be big in the qualifiers, I think 9-4, that's definitely worth a few pounds. And the last one, I think Loud will beat Leitrim. I think the Loud, I know they've had a very bad year, but I think that win over London will bring them on a good bit. So Loud -2 is 6-5 there. I wouldn't put anyone off back in that. I think they're just a bit better than Leitrim.
And before we go to a break, I'll just give a quick shout to Paul White, the Waterford captain, who unfortunately had to retire this week at the age of 26. So sad news there. Coming up in part two, we'll be previewing the Ulster final and the Leinster final.
Success ain't earned, it's bought. That's why at Paddy Power, we paid the big bucks for the best tech nerds in the world to develop our new fastest ever app. Download the new app from the App Store or Play Store now. 18 plus, begambleaware.org.
Of all the games being televised this weekend, the most competitive may well be the Ulster final at Clonus, which sees Donegal aiming to win a first Ulster title since 2014, taking on a Fermanagh side back in the final for the first time since losing to Armagh back in 2008. Damien, could you give us some prices and handicaps, please, on Sunday's Ulster football final?
Yeah, we've Donegal strong favourites at 1-5, 12-1 to draw, 9-2 for Fermanagh. Handicap betting Donegal -5 is evens. Handicap draw is 10-1, and Fermanagh +5 is 10-11.
Now, a work in progress is what Declan Bonner called his team after their facile 13-point win over Down. Joe, have you been impressed by this so-called work in progress so far this year?
Yeah, I have, to be fair. You know, they've just gone about their business pretty quietly, and there hasn't been much said about them, to be fair. And I love the fact that Michael Murphy's back in full forward. You know, I think he's one of the greatest footballers that will probably play our game, and his natural position is full forward, and to have him inside with Paddy McBurty, and you know, the two of them together are just an absolute incredible. They know each other so well, and they play each other off each other so well. You know, and it's probably not the Ulster final we were probably expecting, especially with Fermanagh there. They've obviously shook up the Ulster Championship, and it's great to see, you know, teams like Fermanagh coming up through and getting into an Ulster final. It's fantastic for football, fantastic for Ulster, and I just really hope that they actually put in a good performance, because there's nothing worse than getting to an Ulster final or any sort of a fringe final as underdogs and not performing. So I really hope they put in a good performance, and they have the players to do it, to be fair. You know, you look look at the players they have, and you know, obviously the Quigleys and Sean Quigley, and Aidan Breen the last day was fantastic. You know, he kicked a couple of great frees, and what impressed me the last day was how Rory Gallagher has them playing the same system as Donegal, you know, and to have them really defensive, and then they break out at pace, but they break out and they're very resilient, and they hold on to possession, they're not panicked, and they really keep, and they can kick points from long range, and that's what Aidan Breen done very well from the last day, and their free taking was fantastic, you know. I'd imagine Donegal, they're quite defensive, they're going to get players in around in the defensive system, and they probably will bring down Fermanagh boys, and there's probably going to be a lot of frees in the game. It's going to be slow. I'm not expecting a fantastic game, but if Fermanagh can tip away and put themselves in position with frees and with their long range points, they're going to be in with a chance.
Damien, obviously Neil McGee is going to be suspended on Sunday for Donegal. Is that really significant, or can Donegal overcome a loss like that at this stage of the season?
I think it's a loss, obviously, but I think they should be able to overcome it. Like, they played the whole match with 14 men against Down, and they overcome it pretty easily. I think Donegal have been extremely impressive so far in the championship. You could argue about what they're kind of playing against, but like the scores they're putting up, and it's just very, very impressive. And I would struggle to see Fermanagh staying with them at the weekend, I have to say. Like, I think Fermanagh, obviously, they've done really well to get to the Ulster final, and they have their system, which will keep the score down. But I think if at any stage, if Donegal get three or four points ahead of him at any stage, and Fermanagh have to come out a little bit, like I think it's very hard to see. They'll just leave gaps at the back then, and I think Donegal have been so impressive so far. Obviously they're a bit inexperienced, but I think they could win this game fairly easily. They still have like four or five absolutely top quality players that would get into any team in the country.
You mentioned how impressed you've been by Donegal this year. At this stage of the season, would you prefer to take the 12-1 about Donegal winning the All Ireland, or the 12-1 about Mayo winning the All Ireland, or are both of them just a waste of money?
I think I'd probably prefer Donegal. I think I just think like Donegal are a team on the up, and I think Mayo might be a bit on the way down. Like I think Donegal, to get through to the Super 8s, they'll be in Dublin's group in the Super 8s if they win on Sunday, which means they wouldn't have to play them in the semi-final, which means they come second in their group and they'll have a winnable semi-final, so they could end up in an All-Ireland final. I think the 12-1 is fair enough about Donegal, considering how impressive they've been so far and the players they have.
And Joe, yourself, do you think Donegal have a chance of making it to an All-Ireland final and even competing in one against Dublin?
It may as well be 120-1, to be fair. no disrespect to Donegal, but I don't think they've any chance of making an All-Ireland final. You know, they've some fantastic players, but you've got to look back at, like last year, Meade played Donegal, and Meade probably should have beaten Donegal in Navan. Even this year, they've been fine, and you know, like they scored 222 the last day, and Dublin scored 225. So if you're comparing like for like, you'd be like, yeah, but like at the end of the day, if Dublin scored 225 and Donegal scored 222, you've got to compare them. But I just don't think they have the players to be able to do it. They have a lot of young players, a lot of lads that just will go out and play and not be sort of... They probably don't have the experience, but they still don't have the pressure, and they don't feel the pressure as much as players that are probably playing 4 or 5 years. And that's a good thing, but regarding All-Ireland contenders, no, I don't think Donegal are anywhere near. I think they beat Fermanagh pretty well, as Damien was saying. And they'll obviously make this the Super 8s, but you know they're very consistent. They're very sort of steady, but I don't think they're in the top five at the minute, to be fair.
Okay, well, Damien, set me straight then. Am I an absolute mug to consider the 9-2 about Fermanagh having a bit of juice in it? Because it's going to be like an All-Ireland final for the Fermanagh players, whereas the Donegal team may be looking farther down the line. Am I just being sucked in by a nice price, or...?
Yeah, like, I think the thing is, they obviously can win, but I think they'd need a lot of things to go their way. Like, if you look at their first two games, even, they scored 13 points in 1-8. Like, the amount of talent in the Donegal forward line, it's very hard to see that kind of score being enough to win. Like, I think Fermanagh, they'd need Donegal to underperform fairly seriously. Now, the thing about Donegal is there is a lot of inexperienced players in the team, which if it does turn into a battle, maybe Fermanagh will just be able to edge it, but I don't really see it turning out that way. I think Donegal will have too much talent for him. And I think, like, as if I was saying, if Donegal got 3 or 4 points ahead, like, I don't think there's any way back into the game for Fermanagh, so not for me anyway.
Okay, then we'll come to predictions. Damien, we'll start with you. Your final match prediction, your man of the match prediction, and your first goal scorer prediction, please.
Yeah, I think Donegal win easily enough. I think the Donegal -5 at evens is a decent price. Even Donegal -8 is 9-4. I wouldn't put anyone off that. On the player markets, first goal scorer, Jamie Brennan at 7-1. Got a goal the last day. He's a real poacher in around the goal. New lad coming through this year, so I'll give him a decent chance. And then for man of the match, another new player, I suppose, Kieran Thompson, who's a great long-range kicker, a great long-range kicker of points. And with mass defences for Mano, we'll have, I think he could be very important on Sunday. So Kieran Thompson, 14-1.
And Joe, what about yourself?
Yeah, I'm singing off the same hymn sheet as Damon there, like Jamie Brennan last day. But three of you will always be there about. He could have scored the last day, but he passed it off Jamie Brennan. But I fancy Jamie Brennan. I'm not too sure what the price is for him for a first goal scorer. I think man of the match, I'm looking at Michael Murphy. You've got to think about it's an ultra fine. You've got the best players on your team, and they usually stand up and usually carry. Like Michael Murphy in at full forward, if he can get the right ball in, I think he can cause serious damage against probably quite a weak Fermanagh full back line. You know, they're a great team. you know, and that's what probably has them in an Ulster final. But I don't think even individually they're anywhere near as good as Donegal. And I think Michael Murphy, he's one of the best footballers in the country, and he can get some space. I think at 13-2, I think he could rattle in 1-3 or 4 at his ease. My best bet for the game would be, I can't see Donegal or Fermanagh getting anywhere near the goals. So I'm looking at Donegal, the only team to score a goal at 9-5. I think it's a fantastic bet, and I think I could see Donegal maybe scoring 2 or 3 goals.
Okay, good stuff, lads. Finally, on Sunday at Croke Park at 4 p.m, All Ireland champions Dublin take on Laois in the Leinster football final. Dublin going for 8 in a row. Laois last won it in 2003, and their last final was a 3-point loss to the Dubs. I can't imagine it being that close again on Sunday. But Joe, from a player's perspective, over the last 5 to 10 years during this period of utter domination by the Dubs, how have teams actually prepared to face them in Leinster finals? I know players always say they're going to treat it like any other game and they believe they have a chance and all this, but do players actually think they can win against Dublin in Croke Park, or is there more pragmatism in changing rooms?
Oh no, I think you have to be honest. I know we played Dublin over the last number of years, and you've got, like, to be fair with me, we've always had a chance. Never mind how teams have been going, sort of form at the time. We always had a chance. Me, Dublin, it was pretty tight, and it was never any more than, I know, probably 3 or 4 years ago, that was the biggest margin of a loss of 10 points. But other than that, you have to go in with some sort of belief. Otherwise, there's no point turning up. And I think that's across the board in sport. You know, it's crazy when you look at, like, Dublin are 1 to 200. Like, it's like Laois have not a hope of winning this game. There's no you know, beating around the bush. You know, Laois, you know, they've done well to get to a Leinster final. They're probably the easiest side of the draw, and Dublin's fitness alone is just incredible. Like, what they will run them into the ground. I'd say it could be over by half time. And this, it's no disrespect to Laois, because, you know, there's some fantastic players. When you look at what I could say for Laois is that their midfield is going to be pretty competitive against the likes of Brian Pence and Michael Lara McCauley. You know, you've John O'Loughlin and Kieran is two very, very strong players. John O'Loughlin, a serious powerhouse. Kieran Lewis will run all day. And they'll compete. Like, Donny Kingston, he's a powerful man. He kick points from both feet. But whether he'll get the supply of ball into him from the Laois midfield and half back line, I don't see it, because Dublin's so good at turning over players. They push up on a high line, and I just can't see it. Like, the players that Dublin have, I don't think, to be fair with Dublin, I don't think it's the strongest team in the last 4 or 5 years that they have. I would probably see last maybe 3 years ago, them having a stronger team. You know, I see Bernard Brolin back in training. It's great to see him after doing his cruciate back playing. And like for Dublin, that's not a massive boost, because they have so many players anyway. They probably weren't expecting to see Bernard Brolin back, but I'm delighted to see him back. He's a lovely fella, and it's great to see. But it's like, the only thing as well, also, like, Cluxton might not play, you know, and if Cluxton doesn't play, you know, the pressure of the subkeeper coming in, actually, just how bad it is, I don't even know his name.
Evan Comerford. He's a 20-year-old, so a young pretender to the throne.
Yeah, and I actually think he's a left footer as well, and he's probably the same old as Cluxton. But Cluxton is just one of a kind. That the type of footballer he is, the type of player he is, he can pick out players. He's no fear. You know, a new fella, 20-year-old, coming in on the Leinster final. He could make mistakes. Even if he makes a couple of mistakes, I still think Dublin will still win the game. And I think they could win pretty well as well. So no, I don't give Laois much hope now, to be fair, on Sunday, unfortunately.
Joe mentioned the 200-1 on about Dublin to win the game, Damien. So could you just give us a full show of prices and handicaps, please?
Yeah, 1 to 100 Dublin. Actually, we're getting very generous.
Let's all lump on. So
the draw is 66-1, and Laois 25-1. The handicap betting, I suppose, where the interest will be, Dublin -15 evens, handicap draw 12-1, and Laois +15 is 10-11.
And from your perspective, Damien, where would you be going in search of some value in this game?
If I was going either side the handicap, I think I'd be on the plus. I just thought there were signs of Dublin against Longford for like long periods that they were kind of disinterested, and they don't usually look like that, but they did look like they were a bit disinterested, and I'm not sure they're going as well as maybe they were this time last year, the last couple of years. I also think Laois, Joe kind of mentioned it as well, they're a big physical team. They're actually physically will be able to compete with Dublin more than most other Leinster teams, I think. The likes of Colm Begley, John O'Loughlin, Kieran Ellis, like Donny Kingston himself. These are all big men, so I think that'll give them a chance, maybe a better chance of sticking with Dublin. I think Laois will keep it within 15 points. I think Laois plus 15 is probably a decent bet.
And could you just give me an idea of some of the goal markets? Because both teams have scored 6 goals so far in this year's championship. So there's goals in Laois, and obviously there's goals in Dublin. So what's the spread on the goals?
The goal spread is under 3.5 goals, 4-6, and over 3.5 goals, 11-10 for the total goals. And then on the Dublin goals, you have under 2.5, 8-11, and Dublin over 2.5 goals is evens.
Joe, would any of those goal prices have any interest to you?
Yeah, I was looking at it, and I don't think Laois will score a goal, to be fair. I was looking at maybe Dublin only goal at even money, but I'm probably looking at sort of, like, Dublin probably could score 3 or 4 goals, to be fair. Paul Mannion, I fancied it. He was unlucky not to get the first goal the last day. And I expect him to be up there and have a fantastic chance scoring goals. He's just so lively. He's always on his feet, moving around. He's very hard to mark. But I'd be looking at my best bet for the game against Laois would be Dublin to score the first point from play at even money. They very rarely lose the hot ball. You know, I can see Darren McCauley and Fenton winning the hot ball and literally driving on. And I'd say that they could have a point within maybe 10 or 15 seconds. And for me, that's the bet for me of the game.
And that's a handy one to win as well if you're in the pub. So you have your winnings before the game has even really kicked off and you can have a couple of points with that. Damien, what about yourself? What's your match prediction? And give us a few goal score and man of the match predictions while you're at it as well.
I think Laois will keep it tight enough, as I was saying. I think it'll be about 12 points, something like that would be my thoughts. One bet I do like is Dublin under 28.5 points. I think Laois will kind of put it up to them, and I don't think they'll score that much. 28.5 is a lot. I think Dublin under 28.5, 5-6 is a decent bet. On the player markets, first goal scorer, I'd probably go Conor Callaghan at 6-1. I think that's a fair enough price. I think Con, in fairness, he generally goes for goal when he gets the ball. So I think at 6-1, he's a fair price. Man match, someone at a bigger price. I thought Michael Darren McCauley was really impressive against Longford. I thought he was the one Dublin player. Well, there was himself and Fenton, both in midfield, were both very good. Obviously, they're taking a bit of a chance, and he's a bigger price at 28-1. But he's a former footballer there, and he looked to be back at top form the last day. So I think 28-1 is worth taking a chance.
And Joe, we didn't get your man of the match prediction yet, I don't think.
Yeah, I'd be looking at Michael Aaron McCauley's counterpart at Brian Fenton. I just think he's just eased himself in the games over the last couple of weeks, and he can turn on whenever he wants. He kicked a couple of points the last days. He's just so natural, and I can see Fenton maybe 8-1 to get man the match, and I'm going with Paul Mannion to get the first goal as well. I'm not too sure if he's 11-2 or 6-1, is he?
He's 6s, yeah.
Okay, well, lads, all that's left to do then is get the weekend naps.
And that's the 2-point handicap could be obliterated.
Okay then, Joe, we'll come to you first. What's your best bet of this footballing weekend?
Yeah, it's a fantastic weekend of football, and it's great to see, and I'd be looking forward to it from now till Sunday. And my best bet and my nap for the weekend is Kildare -5 at 15-8. I just think that they have a fantastic chance. I think Longford, I know they're down in Longford as well, but Kildare scored 2-2 against Derry, and I think Derry are actually a better team than Longford. And I can see Kildare -5 at 15-8 is my nap for the weekend.
Okay, so Kildare -5 versus Longford for Joe Sheridan. And Damien, for you?
I'll go Donegal -5 at evens. I just think they'll. I think they're a good bit better than Fermanagh, and I think they'll overpower them.
Okay, well, my weekend nap will be London to beat Kildare in the Christy Ring Cup final in the hurling on Saturday, because I have a couple of London club mates playing in that, so best of luck to all of those. That's all we've got time for on this week's show. My thanks to Joe Sheridan and Damien Fitzgerald. David Jennings and Aidan Fogarty will be back next week to preview the Leinster hurling final between Kilkenny and Galway. If you enjoy these shows, make sure you rate, review and subscribe on YouTube, SoundCloud, iTunes or any other platform you're listening on.
Check out Paddy's Rewards Club. Simply place 5 bets of £10 or more across any sport in a week, and you'll get a free £10 bet then next week. T&Cs apply. 18+. BGambleAware.org.